Yuhani Kako's review of The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered Game. Read by Jane McClain. The Last of Us Part 2 doesn't need much introduction. It's been 4 years since the original release, so it was about time for the first remaster. What's The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered like? Now, the second installment in The Last of Us series is also being pushed forward with great care, and when it comes out, it's likely to generate the same kind of cannibalistic buzz as TLOU2 did back in the day. That said, The Last of Us Part 2 is a truly great game, and you can read our review of it here. Remastered recreates the case that originally appeared on PS4. TLOU2 ripped the last of the juice out of PS4, and the PS4 version took advantage of the PS5's features and power with an update. So why make TLOU2 Remastered? Why buy the game? Revenge. The Last of Us Part 2 continues the story of Joel and Ellie, and introduces a bunch of new characters, including fan favorite Abby. The game sets Ellie and Abby on a quest for revenge. Revenge is everywhere. The rest is spoilers. Don't Google the story if you don't want to be spoiled badly. Emotions everywhere. TLOU2 Remastered includes haptic treats and adaptable triggers, of course. Story-wise, it's exactly the same game, and I'm largely in agreement with Christian Eliludo's review, so I won't dwell on that. As a new addition, TLOU2 Remastered introduces a free play mode for guitar playing. Yippee! In my own experience, DualSense hasn't obeyed so well on its touch platform that I'd want to overdo any extra playing. There are all sorts of TLOU2 player tutorials on YouTube, though, so maybe this is a very welcome addition for some? Also new is the speedrun mode for those who want to compete to see who can escape to the bathroom at Rax Pitsabuffa the fastest, or complete TLOU2 faster than anyone else. New sledges will be unlockable for the main characters. Change is refreshing, as Grandma used to say when Grandpa was wiping the cat. No turning back. The biggest stake, and also the biggest reason to pay a tenner for the TLOU2 to Remastered upgrade is the no return mode. No return puts TLOU2's battles into a roguelike escape mode, where you progress one field at a time with limited resources. Fields are randomized, as are enemy appearances. For example, a field's mission is to kill everyone or survive for a certain amount of time. The atmosphere is overcast and the roof is on fire when death is corrected and all progress in no return is lost. There's also a lot to unlock in the game mode, such as various game mode changes or playable characters with their own weapon configurations. In between missions, you can scratch your head about what upgrades to spend your meager reserves on. All in all, No Return makes great use of TLOU2's already intense combat, and the roguelike fits TLOU2's combat like a well-oiled fist in an owl's eye. And if the roguelike doesn't interest you, the main story of TLOU2 is also available with permadeath with optional fuckery. Graphics and sounds? The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered is the kind of remastering that makes subtle tweaks to the graphics. It looks as good as I remember TLOU2 looking. Nothing looks amazingly better. TLOU2 was a damn good-looking game and still is. The merits of TLOU2 Remastered are mostly found by stalking the comparison videos, as the PS5 enhanced PS4 version was a pretty and graceful little tiger. Native 4K resolution, variable refresh rate, unsupported displays, increased detail, better texture resolution, higher animation sampling rate and improved shadows certainly make the already juicy one really stingy juicy. At least in a way. Is it worth buying? The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered is a good game, just like TLOU2 is. If you don't already own the game, TLOU2 Remastered for PS5 is the best way to experience Ellie and Abby's story. If you own the PS4 version, a tenner for updates and no return is a reasonable price. This concludes Yuhani Kako's review of The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered game. You can read the text version at respawn.fi and watch the game video on our YouTube channel.